SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With President-elect Trump poised to return to office, one of the leaders of the January 6th prosecutions is calling it quits.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, will step down from the post on January 16th, 4 days before the former president is set to return to the White House. A career prosecutor, Graves joined D.C.'s U.S. Attorney's Office in 2007 and served in several roles before being sworn in as top prosecutor on November 5th of 2021. His tenure has largely been defined by the January 6th Capitol attack.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Ford is catching flack for not apologizing to the Jewish community for the anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian posts that appeared on its X account. Apparently the work of hackers, Ford says, and remarks were not authorized by the company and do not represent the views of Ford. Still, many posters on X are asking why no apology. It is already 2025 in some parts of the world, New Zealand, for instance.
Auckland's become the first major city in the world to bring in 2025, with thousands of revelers counting down to the new year and cheering at colourful fireworks launched from New Zealand's tallest structure, Sky Tower. Thousands also thronged to downtown or climbed the city's rings of volcanic peaks for a fireworks vantage point and a light display recognising Auckland's indigenous tribes. It follows a year marked by protests over Maori rights in the nation of 5 million. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And a million people expected to gather to ring in the new year in New York's Times Square. Could be a soggy party, though, with rain pretty much guaranteed. U.S. financial markets will be going dark on January 9th. They'll be closed for the National Day of Mourning for former President Carter. Right now, the Dow is up 134. This is SRN News. Some liberal pastors are blessing abortion clinics.
Since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-life laws have been sweeping the states and clinics have been closing. But the ones that remain have been seeking and receiving blessings from liberal clergymen. The Religious Community for Reproductive Choice is connecting the clinics with pastors who support abortion. Pro-life activist Josh Mercer tells the Daily Caller that it is, quote, wicked for religious practice to be hijacked to promote the killing of children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in an effort to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed, and millions more have been driven from their homes over the past two decades. There's no end in sight. A letter from the Youth Council asks, how long shall this carnage continue? We say enough is enough. This is SRN News. Well, some of those Facebook friends may not be the real deal.
Over the last decade, Facebook has seen a steady drop in users, some due to its censorship, and younger users moving on to new, cooler platforms. NowMet is hoping that characters or profiles generated by artificial intelligence will increase engagement on its social media platforms. Met is rolling out a range of AI products, including one that helps users create AI characters on Instagram and Facebook. A Meta official says the expectation is for these AI-generated accounts to look and act like real people with bios and profile pictures and the ability to generate and share content powered by AI. The company says hundreds of thousands of characters have already been created using its AI character tool. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A second Florida Democrat state lawmaker, Hillary Cassell, is switching her party affiliation, joining the Republican caucus. Earlier this month, Democrat Susan Valdez announced her switch to the GOP. SRNNews.com.